here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 26th of September, 2010. It's the birthday of Jane Smiley, the novelist born in Los Angeles, 1949, who said, "A novelist is someone who has volunteered to be a representative of literature and move it forward a generation. That is all." When Jane Smiley was 11 years old, she loved The Hound of the Baskervilles, the Sherlock Holmes book. She read it over and over until she thought she could figure out exactly how the plot and characters were constructed. Her newest novel, Private Life, published earlier this year, the story of Margaret Mayfield, born Missouri in the 1870s, at the age of 27, marries a brilliant scientist, Andrew Early, who gradually becomes unhinged as he descends into delusional competition with fellow scientists. The book follows their lives through the decades in San Francisco into the 1940s. It's the birthday of the novelist Mark Haddon, born in Northampton, England, 1962, author of The Curious Incident of the Dog in the Nighttime, a story of a boy named Christopher Boone who finds his neighbor's dog dead in their yard with a pitchfork sticking out of it. And he, at first, is accused of killing it, which he did not do. So he decides to investigate the situation himself. Christopher has Asperger's, and he is super smart and very observant, but has trouble distinguishing between emotions in other people, and he cannot lie. And it's the birthday of Thomas Stearns Eliot, T.S. Eliot, in St. Louis, 1888, who, when a young man traveling around Europe, wrote a poem about a middle-aged man, all about growing older. He finished it when he was 22, the love song of J. Alfred Prufrock, and it was published in Poetry Magazine when Eliot was just 26. The poem with the line, I grow old, I shall wear the bottoms of my trousers rolled. Here's a poem for today by Charles Bukowski, entitled Gas. My grandmother had a serious gas problem. We only saw her on Sunday. She'd sit down to dinner, and she'd have gas. She was very heavy, 80 years old, wore this large glass brooch. That's what you noticed most, in addition to the gas. She'd let it go, just as food was being served. She'd let it go loud in bursts, spaced about a minute apart. She'd let it go 4 or 5 times, as we reached for the potatoes, poured the gravy, cut into the meat. Nobody ever said anything, especially me. I was 6 years old. Only my grandmother spoke. After 4 or 5 blasts, she would say in an offhand way, I will bury you all. I didn't much like that, first farting, then saying that. It happened every Sunday. She was my father's mother. Every Sunday, it was death and gas and mashed potatoes and gravy and that big glass brooch. Those Sunday dinners would always end with apple pie and ice cream and a big argument about something or other, my grandmother finally running out the door and taking the red train back to Pasadena, the place stinking for an hour, and my father walking about, fanning a newspaper in the air, and saying, it's all that damn sauerkraut she eats. A poem titled Gas by Charles Bukowski from The Flash of Lightning Behind the Mountain, published by HarperCollins and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac. Supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, you can find thousands of poems, videos, and podcasts in their online poetry archive at poetryfoundation.org. And by PBS, presenting Baseball, the 10th Inning, from Ken Burns. A new look at the players, culture, and business of the game. Premieres Tuesday, September 28th, at 8, 7 Central, on most PBS stations. Produced by Nick Vetter and engineered by Noah Smith. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.